everybody. Welcome into another Waiver Wire podcast here on South Harmon for week 9 upcoming. Welcome in, everybody. Hopefully you had a nice national tight end week. I know I did. Hit a couple big parlays with all those guys, so hopefully you guys did as well. Did have some more injuries this week, unfortunately, so I'm going to get onto those here in just a moment. But just some quick points like I always go over. Recording this on Monday afternoon, so some injury news and the Monday Night Football game obviously won't be reflected on here if there's any injuries or more injury news. I dive really deep into the waiver wire for dynasty players. Any of your dynasty leagues right now where you're, 35, 40-man rosters, best ball leagues, I'm digging for those guys that are actually getting some meaningful playing snaps right now that you could pick up and drop some of those dead weight guys. Those guys that are just clogging the bench, giving you zeros every single week. So make sure you get those guys off your roster. Pick up some of these guys, some of this new fresh blood that's going to give you some points. If you're in super deep leagues, this is the podcast definitely for you. Even some shallower leagues, I go over all the injuries here and give you some redraft guys to pick up as well. So just want to get that out of the way first. Also, check out the southharmonff.com website, the Warp Tool. We kind of talked about it on the Sunday morning start sit show if you were there live, but if you weren't, man, that Warp Tool could really help you out right now. Just check it out. Koopa's done an amazing job with it. I'm sure you guys have heard it on multiple different shows, but especially for trading right now and trade deadline stuff, like getting an idea of who are the leaders at Warp right now at each position, and try and make moves for those guys and like going forward. Like, there's definitely some guys, especially with a lot of these injuries that have happened, where, the landscape of teams are going to change. Like the Jaguars just lost a bunch. They lost Christian Kirk. Brian Thomas is probably going to miss a week. Gabe Davis is banged up. Like, that offense is going to switch over to Evan Ingram. The 49ers lost Ayuk for the year. McCaffrey's just going to come back. They're going to ease him in. Like, it's a George Kittle team now. So, some of these guys who didn't really – I mean, obviously you valued Evan Ingram and George Kittle early on in the season, but now they could be like weekly tight end, like one overall. So like you can definitely see the trends on the Warp there to see who are the guys that I want to be targeting in my specific league to my specific setting. So it's a really good tool. Make sure you guys give that a check out on southharmonff.com. And it's only $6.90 per month, which is awesome. Like, you can't beat that for that kind of price. So make sure you guys check that out. All right, with that, bye weeks. San Francisco and Pittsburgh will be on byes for this week 9. I don't know why they couldn't split it up. They had no byes last week and only 2 this week. But I think like week 10, week 14, I know has like 6 teams on bye. Like, why can't we split this up and put some of these guys on bye, during week 8 or week 9 here? So NFL needs to really fix that. Anyways, rant over injuries. So we're going to start with the quarterback here first. So Jordan Love, he strained his groin. He's going to be day-to-day. It sounds like it was a minor groin injury. He may miss this week. He may not, but kind of just monitor his situation. Andy Dalton sprained his thumb in a car accident. Have to see if he practices this week. If not, it'll probably be Bryce Young once again. And then Drake May, he suffered a concussion this week. They play on Sunday, I believe. He should probably miss a week, I'm guessing. Like, most of these concussion cases do. Like, Marvin Harrison didn't miss a week. He got lucky there. Just kind of has to depend on see how May processes throughout the week. Running back, so Jordan Mason, he re-aggravated his shoulder injury, didn't play very much. They're on a bye this week, obviously, and Christian McCaffrey should be back next week off of the bye. So Jordan Mason will go back to his backup role. Kendre Miller, another injury for Kendre Miller. He hurt his hamstring, I think, in the 3rd quarter and didn't return. This is just not good news for Kendre Miller. This guy cannot stay healthy at all, so bad news there for him. Wide receivers, Bub Means, he suffered a high ankle sprain. He probably is going to miss like a month. Most of these high ankle sprains, you miss a month. So Bub Means was, doing pretty decent there for a rookie. He's going to be out for probably a month and probably ruin his rookie season. Stephon Diggs, this is a big one. Knee injury, was non-contact. Not sure of the severity yet. He did walk off on under his own power. They play on Thursday night this week, so I would say with 95% certainty he's not playing this week. So you're going to have to find a Stephon Diggs replacement this week. But keep your eyes out for any reports. If this is a month injury, is he going to go on IR? Is it only going to be a 1 or 2 week injury? Or did he tear something and he's out for the year? So you're going to have to kind of monitor the Stephon Diggs situation. Brian Thomas, he suffered a rib injury. At first it was reported 2 to 4 weeks. Now they're saying he's day to day, could practice this week. So we'll have to see what happens there with Brian Thomas. If he gets any practice in this week, he could miss 1 week. T. Higgins, he suffered a quad injury in practice last week, did not play. Have to see if he even practices this week. So he may be out with T. Higgins again. Gabe Davis, shoulder injury during the game. He came into the game with a knee injury as well. So we have to monitor Gabe Davis. Obviously, the next injury is Christian Kirk, who broke his collarbone. He's done for the year. So no Christian Kirk for the Jags the rest of the year. Gabe Davis, Brian Thomas, Evan Ingram are going to be your three main stays there for the Jacksonville passing game. Alan Lazard, he suffered a chest injury and missed this week. They play on Thursday. I would be willing to bet he probably misses this week, too, with such a short week. Tight end. So Dallas Goedert still has the hamstring injury. Didn't practice at all last week. He could miss one more week, but you're going to have to monitor his practice status. And then finally, Jawan Johnson for the Saints. Evaluated for a concussion late in the fourth quarter. Was never really confirmed if he had the concussion or not, but you're going to have to monitor Jawan Johnson's status. All right, so let's get into the waiver wire now. So the redraft quarterbacks I like for you this week, if you have Purdy or Russell Wilson even, and you need to pick up a quarterback this week, here are some of the options that I do like. So Derek Carr should be back this week for the Saints, and he draws the Carolina Panthers, who have just gotten mowed over every single week. So Derek Carr, I think, is a really strong option this week for you. Jameis Winston against the Chargers. Chargers have had a solid defense, but I think the way Jameis is chucking the ball around, they're at home again. Like, I like Jameis this week. So Jameis, definitely one of my higher guys I would like to play this week. And then Matt Stafford, if he happens to still be out there, he plays Seattle this week. He's got Cup back. He's got Puka Nacua back. Stafford should be able to roll a little bit. Dynasty quarterback. So I only have a couple here for you. Joe Flacco. Talk of maybe Anthony Richardson getting benched because of the way Anthony Richardson has been playing. So if Joe Flacco did get dropped out there, I would pick him up. I talked about this the last couple weeks. Drew Locke. If Daniel Jones gets benched again, Jacoby Brissett, he could probably start here 1 week with Drake May having that concussion. So Jacoby Brissett in your redraft or your dynasty leagues, he could be out there. And then Malik Willis, I wanted to bring up too. With Jordan Love having the groin injury, we don't know if Love is going to miss this week or not, but Malik Willis could get the start, and they played Detroit this week, so it's a huge game for Green Bay this week. Running back. So don't have anyone for redraft. Not many running backs here this week. All the running backs pretty much stayed fairly healthy. So Dynasty, Chris Brooks for the Packers. He played 17 snaps, 3 routes, 1 target, 1 catch for a yard, 4 carries for 16 yards. He played more snaps than Emmanuel Wilson and then also in some key situations. So Chris Brooks was in there in some like third and shorts and third downs and stuff that I saw. So they kind of trust Chris Brooks a little bit. And for some reason, Emmanuel Wilson falling down the totem pole there. So not sure why. And then the other dynasty running back was Dalvin Cook. He got to play this week. 17 snaps, which was 27%. 10 routes, 1 target, 1 catch for 10, 6 carries for 12 yards. I think it's worth taking a flyer on Dalvin Cook in some deeper leagues if he's available. All right, let's get into some wide receivers now. So some redraft wide receivers here for you. Cedric Tillman for the Browns. 62 snaps, which was 90%, 40 routes, 9 targets, 7 for 99, and 2 touchdowns. Jameis looking for him quite a bit. So Cedric Tillman, definitely a pickup this week in redraft. Elijah Moore, I think he could be another one. 49 snaps, 71%, 33 routes, 12 targets, 8 for 85. So really like Elijah Moore this week too. That would be another good one. I got all the Tampa Bay receivers in here. So the redraft ones, Jalen McMillan, 59 snaps, 46 routes, 7 targets, 4 for 35. Trey Palmer, 51 snaps, 39 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 29. And then Sterling Shepard, 45 snaps, 37 routes, 4 targets, and 3 for 18. So I think those are your main three Tampa Bay receivers right now, with Evans gone for another month and Chris Godwin out for the season. So those are your Tampa Bay receivers that you want to be targeting right now. Dynasty wide receivers have quite a bit here for you, so let's go through them. The first one up is Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. So with DeAndre Hopkins being traded out, Treylon Burks on IR, Westbrook-Ikhine started on the opposite side there of Calvin Ridley, and Tyler Boyd was in the slot. So Westbrook-Ikhine, 70 snaps, 92%. He ran 40 routes, 4 targets, 2 catches for 39 yards, and a touchdown. I think Westbrook-Ikhine is a really, really good best ball pickup. So if you can get him in best ball, I definitely would. Tim Patrick, with J-Mo missing one more week for suspension next week in a big game, 37 snaps, 17 routes, 1 target. He was the clear second receiver, obviously only had one target, didn't catch it or anything, but the Lions were up so much so early, like they didn't have to throw the ball at all. So some of those Lions receiving stats are kind of skewed. Texans, so with Stephon Diggs having his injury, here's your Texans options. Xavier Hutchinson, 44 snaps, 62%, 26 routes, only had 1 target, 1 for 19. Robert Woods, 24 snaps, 34%, 8 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 18. And John Mechie, 20 snaps, 28%. He ran 9 routes, 4 targets, 3 for 29. So let's say if Nico's out again and Diggs is out again, obviously you're going to have Tank Dell out there. I would probably trust Hutchinson, Woods, and Dell as my three receivers there. But, man, that's like best ball only for me. Like, I couldn't start those guys in a lineup league. Another huge one that I think is probably going to be one of the big pickups in Dynasty this week for larger leagues, and that's Parker Washington, if he happens to still be out there. 42 snaps, 74%, 25 routes, 4 targets, 3 for 46. So Parker Washington, he came in last year for Christian Kirk and did a pretty decent job for a rookie. He did it again this week once Kirk went down. And with all these other receivers hurt on Jacksonville, I think Parker Washington is a tremendous pickup this week if he's available. Tim Jones, he was kind of like their fifth receiver here for a while. 27 snaps, 47%, 18 routes, 2 targets, 1 for 20. So if you're desperate for somebody, Tim Jones could be somebody for Jacksonville. Kayshon Boutte, I'm going to keep bringing him up. 56 snaps, led the team. 32 routes, led the team. 6 targets, 3 for 46. So Kayshon Boutte has moved into that starting lineup pretty solidly there for the Patriots. Two more Tampa Bay receivers here for you. So Ryan Miller, he had 30 snaps, 17 routes, 5 targets, 3 for 19. And Rakeem Jarrett, who just came back off the injured list, 20 snaps, 11 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 58. So I kind of like some Rakeem Jarrett, too, if I can pick him up. I think he could be the solid number 4 receiver here. Simi Fehoko, he led the team with 52 snaps, which was 79%. He ran 31 routes, 2 targets, didn't catch anything, though. But I just wanted to bring out Fehoko again out here, playing a lot of snaps, even with Palmer playing and McConkey playing. Fehoko was the guy that was out there. DJ Chark did just come off the IR as well, but he did not play at all. So I wonder what DJ Chark is going to do to cut into Fehoko a little bit. Mason Tipton for the Saints, with Bub Means going out 56 snaps, 77%, 44 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 14. I think Mason Tipton's probably owned in a lot of leagues, but if not, I would pick him up for sure. Equanimeous St. Brown for the Saints as well. 34 snaps, 47%, 20 routes, didn't get a target or anything, but Equanimeous St. Brown was out there, was third on the team in routes and snaps and all that at the receiver spot, especially after all those injuries. Carolina. So Carolina's a mess right now. There's talk of Deontay Johnson getting traded this week. Adam Thielen should hopefully be back this week. I think Legette left a little bit for an injury, but I think he did come back. But there's, you know, some receivers here that you could have. So Jalen Coker, 42 snaps, 69%, 33 routes, 6 targets, 4 for 78, and a touchdown. He's been a really good UDFA rookie that has been hitting. He's probably picked up in most leagues, but Coker, if he's still out there, I'm picking him up for sure. David Moore, he led the team in snaps at 50, 82%, 35 routes, 5 targets, 4 for 39. So I could see David Moore and Coker, if Deontay gets traded, those guys having a nice role. Justin Watson, he led the team with 55 snaps, 76%, 32 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 33. Always been reliable for Patrick Mahomes, especially with all these injuries right now. Watson could be worth a flyer in a best ball league. And the last receiver is DJ Turner for the Raiders. He is their third receiver now. 31 snaps, 53%, 24 routes, 4 targets, caught all 4 for 28 yards and a touchdown. So DJ Turner could be somebody you pick up. And then lastly, the tight ends. Redraft tight end. So Will Disley stepped up again this week with Hayden Hurst missing. 45 snaps, 28 routes, 7 targets, 5 for 41. Kind of had to kind of monitor Hayden Hurst, but if he misses again, I think Disley could be another solid tight end for you to start. Foster Moreau, this is with the Juwan Johnson injury. With the concussion, 57 snaps, 78%, 29 routes, only had the 1 target. But if it's just Moreau for next week, I think Moreau could be, you know, somebody you can consider as well. Noah Gray, 52 snaps, 72%, 24 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 23. Ever since all these injuries to the Raiders or to the Chiefs, Noah Gray has been used a ton. So if Noah Gray happens to still be out there, and you're desperate for a tight end, I don't think that's a terrible play either. Dynasty tight ends, I just got the Broncos 3. Adam Trautman, 41 snaps, 14 routes, 4 targets, caught all 4 for 85 yards and a touchdown. Nate Adkins, 35 snaps, 13 routes, 1 for 1 and a touchdown. Or 1 for 3 and a touchdown, I'm sorry. And Lucas Kroll, 27 snaps, 18 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 18. He did get banged up a little bit in the game, so you're going to have to monitor his status. But they have basically healthy and active Greg Dulcich the last 3 weeks. So these are your 3 tight ends right now for Denver. I still think Kroll is the best fantasy option, but obviously Trautman can still have a decent game in there too. So it's tough to kind of predict there. Nothing for the what the fuck are we doing here man segment, but it's probably a lot of the same stuff. I saw a lot of tight end stuff again. All these tight ends are really just playing three or four man rotations at the tight end spot. It's terrible, absolutely terrible right now. So hopefully that clears up. We got, like I said, 49ers and Steelers on bye this week, so get those guys out of your lineups. But hopefully no injuries again. We're getting some of our studs are coming back. Puka came back. Cooper Kupp came back. CMC next week. Hopefully we start getting some more of our studs back and less injuries for the rest of the year as well. So appreciate you guys listening. Remember, southharmonff.com. Check out the Warp Tool. Check out our weekly rankings that are on there, our yearly rankings. Join the Patreon. Join the group in Discord. Start Sit Show on Sundays, always a fun time. Joining there if you need any of your questions answered, so make sure you guys check all those out. I'd really appreciate it if you guys did that. But with that, we're gonna wrap it up here. We will be back next week for week 10. Good luck, everyone.